Belinda Carlisle to start us off on a Friday morning. Happy Friday, folks. 23rd of October here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hey! Yes, it is a celebration. I'll tell you something, you know, you have to hang on to certain traditions.
You certainly do.
A happy Friday is a tradition worth hanging on to. I mean, yes, it's not the same as it used to be when you were having a Friday heading into a bank holiday weekend. But still.
Still.
We need to cling on to it for,
yes,
for the good times that will soon come.
When's that?
Just don't be asking any more questions.
Yes, let's just do that. Good idea.
For today,
no questions.
It's all about celebrating the present.
It is indeed. What present did you get?
Celebrating the present is literally the worst idea you could possibly have at the moment.
Yeah, I know.
It's all about celebrating the future.
Well, now, yes.
You know all those. You know the way you're always slagging those. What do you call those? Kind of gurus.
Oh,
you know
the
self-help
them,
gurus,
yeah,
and all that. All of those people who say it's really important to live in the present.
What?
It's the now. It's this moment. You got to live in this. And
you're like, but it...
Like, you mean the reading shit one now we're having at the moment.
But it's shite. What are you talking about?
Can I not think about the future when it might get better, maybe?
I'd rather work towards something if that's okay. You know what I mean? I'd rather have a goal.
Anyway, listen, folks, happy Friday to you. Hopefully you're in some sort of decent form. Heading into the bank holiday weekend might mean what it used to once upon a time, but still, like I say, you know, you gotta take your wins where you can.
Yeah. I feel like going, when you wish upon a star.
Right, birthday's on the way
Let's
for this
it.
Man. It's Britney, baby, one more time here at Classic Hits. 13 minutes past 6 on this Friday. Happy Friday once again, and thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 23rd of October, the birthdays for today. We've got one in the bag straight away.
Oh, good.
One in the onion sack.
Very good. I like the sound of this for a start.
Almost literally, because it's a significant birthday.
Yeah.
And a significant birthday of a very significant man. It is only the birthday of Edson Arantes do Nascimento, otherwise known as...
Jeepers.
Pelé.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Dear, oh dear.
Wow. Pelé's birthday.
Pelé, what a, like, I mean...
Isn't that an extraordinary thing, the impact he has on the likes of you and I, and like...
Never saw him play.
Exactly.
Never saw him
play. It's like the odd clip you get of an old World Cup.
Oh, and it all goes a little bit too fast.
And some of it's in black and white and everything.
It's all black and white and moving too fast. It's like an old Tarzan film. You know the way, remember the movement that used to be in those old things that we used to watch?
Yeah.
And like, it's unbelievable.
There was one, he was in one World Cup that was in colour though, wasn't he?
I don't know. Oh yeah, there is the famous...
70,
footage.
Is it? No,
yeah.
Or... Anyway, whatever.
No, but there is famous footage of him. The only colour footage I know of him, to be honest, you know.
Yeah. He was doing all that mad American thing, wasn't he, by the time we were watching football.
What a mad American...
You know, he spent, the original version, whatever the original version of the MLS was.
Baseball.
Yeah, that was it. That was the one.
Yeah. He was into that, was he?
No, you know, like, because it was at the end of his career.
So it was like when the
Americans were trying to get soccer
on
the go.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Originally. Because remember, George Best had a spell over there and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it was a bit of a retirement place for a while. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It was then, and it's kind of the same now.
It's kind of the same now. A little bit of a higher standard. It's just they still do that thing in America where they give their teams these mad names.
Yeah.
So you're just Seattle Raptors. You're like, here, lads, this is football. You can't hang on like that.
You had a deadly idea yesterday. How come in all of sport there isn't a Dublin Rapid?
I don't know why. I was watching Rapid Vienna playing Arsenal yesterday, and I can't... Of all the clubs in Dublin, there's a Celtic, and there's all these things. There's Rovers
and Towns and all sorts. But to have
Rapid
Dublin.
There's not a Rapid Dublin. Like, how has anybody not done that?
In some sports, yeah.
You would have to think.
A Rapid Dublin.
Yeah. Dublin, even don't put it the wrong way around. Dublin Rapid.
Yeah.
Dublin Rapid Dublin. In fact, that should be the name. Dublin Rapid Dublin FC. I got to say that Pelé is 80.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
of course he is.
Happy very birthday.
The legendary Pelé is 80. Right, on to the actors. Ryan Reynolds celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
That's your man. The bad Spider-Man. Deadpool. Is that him?
Is it? Is that him? Green Lantern.
I don't know anything about a Green Lantern. Is that... Oh, jeepers.
It is. If it is Deadpool...
Yeah.
then that would be deadly, because that is a good movie. I like that movie.
It's a great movie, and he seems like great crack. Him and his missus, Slaggy.
I'm going to have to look. Let me just look up who. Let me look up a picture of Ryan Reynolds, right, to see if it is who we're thinking of.
Yeah, it's him.
It says a lot about you as a. There it is, him. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Good, yeah. Just have to check.
Actually, isn't he the lad who's trying? Is he the lad who's trying to buy Wrexham?
Yes. Isn't it? Oh God, we're terrible at this. Oh my God, we're terrible at this.
We literally were talking about this yesterday, where we sit here all the time going, say your man with the thing. No, yeah, yeah. No, that's the, what's your man's name with the, you know, your man who was with your man in that other thing.
Your fella that was going out with a woman there.
Oh my God. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool, right, and Green Lantern, and apparently was in one of the X-Men movies, although I can't for the life of me think which one. But anyway.
Was it the one where Freddy Krueger was in it? I gotta say that Ryan Reynolds is like 38.
44.
Oh, is he
alright? 94 for Ryan Reynolds. Right, what about this though? Back into your frame of reference. Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, I love Weird Al. He's been around for so long, and he's still doing the same thing.
Yeah. He had his moment in the sun. He had a couple of huge ones.
Yeah.
Eat It
was a monster, yeah.
That was a monster, and there was another one.
Ah, there was a couple, like, yeah. Oh, here we go again. I can't believe this. I can't believe we're straight. Oh, my God.
Let's just move on. Nobody will notice.
24 hours of lockdown, ladies and gentlemen, and this is how daft we've gotten already. I gotta say, Weird Al is... Oh, he's like 63.
Not bad. 61.
Oh, okay.
61. Right, do you remember Kat Deely?
I do remember Kat Deely.
She used to be on the TV all the time.
Oh, yeah, I love
And then
Kat
she married
Deely.
Your mate.
She married Patrick Keelty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're famously on record as saying... He was punching seriously above his weight.
I think so. I think he'd be happy to say that was the truth.
Anyway, it's her birthday today. She's all sort of American now. She lives in the US,
that's
apparently.
Right, yeah. She's all retired and all. I mean, what age?
So does Paddy live in the US as well?
I guess so.
I assume so, yeah. Otherwise, it'd be the weird... Well, actually, maybe it'd be the greatest marriage ever.
Imagine, people wouldn't know what to make of him over there. Oh, I hear you're from Ireland. Hey, what about you? Right. This poor Irishman came out of the troubles and he's a bit shell-shocked after it. What are you talking about?
I haven't heard anything from him in a long time. Although I suppose if he's stateside...
The both of them seem to have sort of just retired.
Yeah.
They seem to just sort of melded into them.
God, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't
to retire. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That'd be incredible.
And, like, they're definitely young. Like, maybe a little older than me. I'm going to say she's, like, 48.
44.
Ah, fart off life. Oh, 44. My God. Is she really? Yeah. Oh, jeez. She's retired.
She's exactly the same age as you.
Oh, my God. Well,
and
she's a bit younger.
She made it in the US and retired.
Oh, my God. And I'm still in here annoying you every day. Isn't that a terrible thing?
Right, Kat Deely, 44. And then the last one for you is, well, Emilia Clarke. If I say it like that, would you know who it is?
No.
Okay, but if I said to you, Daenerys Targaryen...
Oh, yes, of course I would.
It is literally the birthday of the Mother of Dragons.
The Mother of the Dragons. Yeah. God, oh, she was brilliant in that.
That's another good name, actually, for a League of Ireland team.
Mother of Dragons.
The Mother of Dragons, FC.
You're like, ah, here.
Yeah. Jeepers. What are they like? Oh.
Very good.
Very good.
I'll tell you something, they really lashed Rapa over last week.
Yeah, the Mother of Dragons was playing Rapa Dublin.
Yeah, she's very good.
Yeah.
Shouldn't even be in the game, apparently. She's saying, you know, fire and all. I got to say, she was brilliant in it.
Yeah.
That
was an amazing part to
play. I won't give
it.
Any spoilers.
Mother of Dragons, like.
Yeah, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but it ended so bad. Like.
Yeah, I was disappointed with the ending myself.
The dragon and all with the thing.
Well, just, yeah.
And your woman with the...
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can't give spoilers, and then there was the yoke with the other thing on it. Ah, Jesus, Jim. I was fiercely disappointed.
Yeah.
I gotta say, she's...
Still youngish now.
Yeah. 35.
Oh, 34!
A fart!
34.
Fart.
Not bad at all. Oh, not bad at all. Still, you got Pele.
I got confused about Ryan Reynolds. I don't know who the other... I can't even remember who else we were talking about.
And Kat Deely's retired.
Yeah. So go on, Rapa Vienna. You can do it this year.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim. Waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, John. 6:33, well, almost 6:33. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday, how are
am
you?
Am I allowed to wish you a happy Friday? I'm reluctant to wish you a happy anything now.
Yeah.
Happiness is merely a state of mind, you know. It depends on whether you feel happy or not. I mean, it's Wasn't it written in song, Happiness, Happiness, the only gift that I possess?
That was the great Morecambe and Wise.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. But they were legendary bards. Indeed. Happiness is merely an aspiration for many people. So one lives in the moment, whatever's going on around them.
Right. God, tell you something.
Well, good morning to you then.
And I thought, like, you know, with your beloved Blues being back in action now over the weekend, I thought maybe it'd be kind of, you know,
that's
you might be upbeat.
An altogether more greyer disposition with the fact that James Rodriguez is injured, Richarlison is suspended. Now, we have Ancelotti, who is a game changer, but unfortunately Jordan Pickford's in goals and he may take out half the Southampton team as well, so you never know.
Is always that.
I mean, how he's still alive after the fallout from the tricky Reds. So you have to be careful.
He'll have to go. I assume he'll wear some form of crash helmet.
Southampton is supposed to be quite sedate, a nice place, you know, but certainly not all those Reds from Bangalore and Bali and all.
It's going to be good crack tonight now if Villa go top, isn't it?
Absolutely, fair play. I mean, frankly, Aston Villa, after their 7-2 mauling of the Reds, certainly went up in my estimation by several thousand percent. So
he's never going to let it go, is he?
I know.
I love this. This is going to be an amazing season.
It's just great. Isn't it?
Not to the bitter end, as it were.
PJ's favourite, backed to achieve so little, Leeds. In with a chance of improving their league position.
To say I'm disgusted is putting it mildly. Unlike John, I do like to swing to the extremes of emotion. And you know what I mean? Leeds doing well hurts me in my soul, Jim. As much as it does to see the other lot.
Yeah.
That even John can't say their name.
No.
Yeah.
Doing well last year. I'm equally as disgusted with the whole Leeds situation. I can't believe it. But I want to just sit next to John and watch Everton this weekend. Only he'd never have me.
No. To be fair, are you very vocal when you watch the lads play? Are you?
Not at all.
Are you a fist pumper or a screamer?
No, very, very, very worried last Saturday. You know, especially when Henderson scored that ridiculous goal that should never have been allowed. Oh, funnily enough, it wasn't.
This is going to be a hell of a season.
I know.
Elton John, I'm still standing, or as PJ calls it.
Picnic when little kid, but you know you walking it, never did.
Elton John, I'm still standing and just ahead of it, In Excess and Need You Tonight here at Classic Hits. By the way, apologies and thank you to Daddy Cool. I was saying that song that John was talking about, Happiness, that it was Morecambe and Wise. It wasn't, of course. Morecambe and Wise was the Bring Me Sunshine.
Oh, of course it is. So
it was Ken Dodd. Ken Dodd and the Diddy Men.
Oh, that's right. What was the name of his little stick he had?
His tickling stick.
Tickling stick.
His tickling
that was
stick.
It, yeah. God, when you say the Diddy Men with a tickling stick, it sounds a bit rude, actually.
Yeah, I don't think he'd get away with it nowadays.
All these years later.
But yeah, so thanks for that, Daddy Cool, telling us. Daddy Cool, who is a super Leeds fan.
So, things are getting bad, aren't they, when you're being corrected by Leeds fans? On your comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Also, John has become has become the magnet. It's great. We're off the hook big style here. It's fantastic. Even Elf Terry, you know, who's a dedicated Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
He's become an ABE in John's honour.
Oh, of course
anybody
he has.
But Everton.
Oh, God. I love that. I have to say, I'm really enjoying the way John is coming up and just winding everyone up at 6:30 every morning. I'm getting into it now.
Oh, I tell
you. I'm starting to look forward to it. Even when he takes pops at us, I think it's great crack. You know that way?
It's that kind of totally dry, unaffected nature by which he cuts you down to size.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Caroline and Doug want us to do them a favour and wish a huge happy old fart birthday.
Yay.
To their brother-in-law.
Apparently
his name is Haggis.
Haggis.
Probably tells you all you need to know about that family, really.
Yeah, well.
You know, there's a lad called Haggis, and when they wish him a happy birthday, they wish him a happy old fart.
See, that's the type of but that's the way families should be. You know what I mean? It's when you get all this, I would like to wish my wife, Margaret, the happiest birthday. She is the love of my life. Never has a day gone past that I don't feel great. I know you. You're always like,
yes, this was written by Margaret.
Nobody talks like that. People definitely go, here, say happy birthday to Haggis the old fart.
Yeah.
Telling me he hasn't got long left, was?
What?
That's much better.
And check this out. Speaking of families, Cathy and Kieran in Cork have been on. They're literally, check this out for a WhatsApp. Hi, lads. Our daughter is being born today.
What?
Just leaving to go to the hospital now.
Oh my God.
Cathy and Kieran in Cork. That's a very calm approach, isn't it?
But we get to say...
We're literally playing a request for somebody that's not even born yet.
I know, but we get to wish the ultimate happy birthday to their daughter.
On the day of her birth.
Oh, that's a great news story.
So listen, best of luck with Cathy and Kieran. Let us know how it all goes and... You know what I mean?
And if you have a name...
If it's all sorted before we get off air...
That'd you know be great.
I'm sure Cathy's hoping it's well and truly sorted. What? Bloody better be. 4 hours.
It's 4 hours long now. Not the way they say some women be in there. I don't know. It takes a month or something. How long does it take? It takes a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah. You and the whole sort of like... The whole, yeah. How long that process is... It's alien to you, isn't it? How long does it take there, a cougar baby? How long do you take now?
A year anyway, is it? And it's about a month to get it out, is it?
That's pretty close.
Labour is a month anyway, I'd say, at least. It's very
You have to pay extra for the labour. The parts and the labour, they're separate.
Are they? Yeah. That's
separately for them.
Oh, yeah, there should be a protest about that, considering you have the parts yourself in the first place. Not into that, though.
No.
Rip off Ireland, that and again.
At its worst there, at its worst. I'm trying to see, I thought there was somebody else was looking for, I can't remember, I thought there was another request in, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, listen, here's what we have for you today. Happy Friday to you folks, first of all. We're going to try and make it a happy Friday. We're literally going to try and give away as much as we possibly can today. The big news today is that we have been promised a Hitbit announcement. Now, PJ himself, as always, because of the mushroom method of management that is adopted in this place, know nothing. We are totally in the dark.
Thank God for that.
So we know nothing about what that is, but Magic Mike does. So he will be here with whatever that announcement is at Hitbit time around about 10 to 8 this morning. And we are playing for €2,100. We rounded it up, so that's what we're on today.
Yeah.
So we got that going on.
We've all that going on.
Also, don't forget about, we're going to be putting your acting chops to the test, Mr. G.
I'm very happy about this. Very happy about this.
You're going to get to flex your acting muscle.
Finally, I get to show you my inner Laurence Olivier on the air, you know what I mean?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And part of that will be the opportunity for you to win. I suspect it might be something like an ugly mug, but again, Magic Mike will fill us in. But we are going to do a little bit of acting on the show today, other than the usual acting the maggot or acting the aegis. Which goes on every day.
Well, I'd like to know who's acting.
Exactly. And also, of course, loads of prizes on the breakfast table quiz because we've got the main prize to hand out today, the overall family prize. We've got that runner-up prize for a couple. This is all courtesy of the Kinsale Hotel and Spa. And then, of course, we've got our final chance for you to win online as well on our social media channel. So we're literally going to try and give away stuff hand over fist today, aren't we?
Stop the lights, Jim. You can't give away stuff fast enough.
Exactly.
And that's obviously true because we got a big box of chocolates yesterday and it's all gone. So we've been robbed.
Yeah.
Which means we gave away too much.
Skeleton staff supposed to be in the place. Don't even know if sales were in.
No.
Those hungry animals from the boilers.
Hungry.
They literally devoured the I got one chocolate twirl, one orange twirl, and two fingers.
I robbed this packet of strawberry Jaffa cakes.
All right, okay.
So it is.
Well done.
I had a chocolate twirl yesterday, and I'll be honest with you, I ate the last two peanut butter biscuits this morning. And
I can't even have them to look forward to with a cup of tea.
No, but I have to say, I really enjoyed them.
Great.
So if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah, obviously.
Good. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
You're always great to hold a fella up.
Robbie Williams, let me entertain you here at Classic Hits. 6:09. Happy Friday to you folks. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday, 23rd of October. Special day. We're going to play on the Hitbit, obviously, as we always do, in around about 40 minutes. But Magic Mike is going to be here with the announcement that's been promised. It was breaking news yesterday. There would be an announcement, a big announcement, we were told, in relation to the Hitbit.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So it's happening today. Make sure you're here. Not sure. I assume it's going to happen at Hitbit time, is it?
I would imagine, yeah. We'll put him on the spot when we know we have him.
So I've got drum rolls and all that sort of carry-on ready to go anyway, so that we can really, you know, capitalise on what we've been promised was a massive, a big announcement on the Hitbit.
I love this. He said no such thing, but we're making sure it is.
Oh,
we're making sure that it better be either very big or hugely disappointing. That's what we're going for.
It's one or the other. There's only two ways out of it.
We have this idea in our heads, right? Mm-hmm. That once people hit a certain age in life, they just want to lie back and get fresh with their routine and they don't like change. You know, I like going to here and doing me thing and I don't want to be bothered and I like doing the same thing over and over again. And yeah. There's one thing I hate, it's somebody throwing a spanner in the works. Apparently it's all nonsense. Apparently it's all nonsense. They've done this huge survey about people over 55 years of age. And more increasingly, they want to live the pay-as-you-go lifestyle as such. You know what I mean? No commitments, no tied down to anything or any one way.
So you're saying that they're not creatures of habit and routine at all?
Far from it.
Wow.
It seems far from it. More willing to try new things than a lot of people. So if you're in your 30s or in your 40s, you're kind of, you're a slave to your routine in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
People are raising a family or, you know, they're, you know, just getting a career started or you're in that.
Yeah, they've started mortgages, they've started all that.
If you're in your 40s, you're kind of in that moment looking out the window going, hey, why did I do any of this? Oh, yeah, anyway. So research now of the thousands of people over 55. Found that despite that perception, they're much more willing to be flexible. 13% are dedicated to only one football team. So that means like...
that is not where I thought you were going with this.
We're only getting started.
That's
less than a fifth are committed to their job. They couldn't care less. You know the way people say, oh, I'd never, you know, what are you going to do? Given the opportunity, like most people would say, yeah, to hell with the job and go and do some other job.
Over 55?
Over 55.
Oh, yeah, but you're, at that stage, you're getting close to retirement at that stage. I would have said the last thing on your mind to be a job. Well, sooner the better this thing's over, I would have thought.
Well, try this one then. Nearly half, 47%, said they don't even care too much about their relationships.
Well, hey!
Couldn't care less. Yeah, wow. She's all right. Or he's all right. Well, I wouldn't get all living the rest of my life with him or anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so they don't really care, not too much. So, you know what I mean? They're like, yeah, if it all goes to pop, what about it? What about it? It's just a transitional time in my life. I'm only 55. I've the whole world ahead of me.
That's mad.
Yeah, isn't it?
Over 55 suddenly have this sense of like, you know, the world's my lobster.
The world is my lobster, yeah. I think it's gas. Like, I mean, it's not a huge amount of people that are like ours dedicated to their football team.
I wasn't expecting that to even feature. Jobs, partners, all that, yeah. And then to throw in, how much, what was the percentage?
13%.
13% literally only have one football team.
Yeah. I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one. And in fact, nearly a fifth of the age group was going as far to say they love and aspire still to have an easygoing bachelorette, bachelor's type lifestyle. So that they want to just, you know, they want to see that out where they can sort of do whatever they
so
want.
So all that companionship and all that thing is out the window.
Utter old pony and trap, yeah it is. Yeah, loads of people saying they don't want 32% no interest in getting married at all. A good few, sorry they did in the first place. So there's a lot of it. It's a lot.
Wow.
I'm not on my own. I thought I was like, you know, I'm 10 years off this bridge. But I thought I was always, you know, one of these. Maybe there's something wrong with me, or maybe I'm a bit peculiar. Turns out,
well,
extremely
both
normal.
Of those things are true, but I mean, I wouldn't let that get in the way.
I beg to differ. And I have a couple of football teams, yes. So I don't qualify for that.
Yeah, and you have your commitment to your dogs and everything, you see.
Yeah, but
there you go.
Dogs are grand. Both me dogs would be dead by the time I'm 55.
Well, that's just lovely, that is.
Well,
what sort of talk is that?
Not something I'm looking forward to. I love me dogs.
So maybe this is like a later midlife crisis, maybe. Maybe the midlife crisis is, you know, the way everything's kind of, everything is the new something else. You know, there was a time, 30 is the new 20, 40 is the new 30. You know, so maybe now, you know, midlife crisis only kicks in when you're nearly 60.
Well, I would say that this doesn't really sound like a midlife crisis to me, but you have hit something on the head here. Because all of the rest, everything I've said up to this point seems totally normal and acceptable to me. In fact, it seems much more normal to live your life like that than to reach 55 and decide you're going to sit there with the same person every day for the rest of your life and ringing the same unappreciative kids who have been ignoring you for years. I definitely think living on my own with my two dogs who haven't got long in the world is a better lifestyle, to be honest. But you're hitting the old midlife crisis seems to creep into this a bit. It finds that 14% have gotten a tattoo over 55, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
19% have bought a new car on a whim, literally woken up and gone, what have I done with my life? I better get that sports car. Isn't that the most classic midlife crisis
ever?
For men.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And 21% have just quit their job completely spontaneously. So, like, they would have been in work and their boss would have said, I don't suppose you fancy. Right, I'm out.
I quit.
Right, I'm out of here. You're 32 years old. I'm double your age. You don't tell me what to do. I'll put your stupid head through the wall. Get a haircut. And while they're at it, go get married. I did it and it made me miserable and you deserve exactly the same.
I quit. I'm heading straight to the tattoo parlour.
Give me an earring, please. I'll have a cup of tea and a cup of tea. I'll have a cup of tea and a dragon on me back.
Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies, 18 and a half minutes past seven. Happy Friday to you, Friday 23rd of October. Big day today, of course. Magic Mike will be joining us in the next half hour or so, revealing the big announcement that's been promised since yesterday. Made it onto the news, PJ.
What?
Breaking news it was.
John Hart's breaking
Unbelievable.
News.
Unbelievable.
I'll tell you something, in there with all the
I'm excited.
Stuff. Well, yes, so am I.
I'm excited.
I hope he's cacking himself. I just got a text from Collie in the lifeboat station saying, what's the bets? Magic Mike's big announcement is that the clocks are going back an hour this weekend.
Yeah, so don't miss the hit bit next week. And also, of course, a reminder, we're going to get PJ Gallagher doing a bit of acting. We're going to perform as his supporting cast, obviously. But you'll be in a lead role. Now, we don't know what it is, right? We're going to throw this out there to you a little bit later on. You'll get to choose the style of acting. And we will have some prizes up for grabs. I suspect it'll be in the form of ugly mugs.
I imagine so, yeah.
But that's on the way after 8 o'clock. That's to look forward to. And then loads of stuff to give away on the breakfast table quiz as well.
Indeed, we were going to send you out some orange-flavoured chocolate treats, but the boiling crew ate every single one of them.
Unbelievable. I mean, we were literally commending Paddy Brown and Antoinette and Harry and everything for sending so much stuff.
So much stuff,
it was a full cardboard box full of everything. Jaffa cakes and biscuits, peanut biscuits and...
Everything.
Not peanut, peanut butter
peanut
biscuits.
Peanut butter biscuits.
Orange fingered, chocolate fingers and chocolate
Cherry,
twirls
chocolate
and...
segments.
Everything. Loads were saying, oh my God.
And it's all gone.
They absolutely, the animals from Bloom and Boyle and Show wolfed it down.
Poachers.
Poachers.
There. Poachers. They took our... Yeah, I tell you.
You can't have anything around this place.
They shot the privateer on our manor, Jim. And this is, I'm outraged over it.
Backstreet Boys, quit playing games. Far from us. We're only getting going. We're about to play the hit bits in around about 10 minutes' time. As I say, the big news, Magic Mike, of course, has his announcement to make. Breaking news yesterday that there would be a big announcement on the hit bit today. Really looking forward to that. That's on the way. And final call, because we are going to play for that €2,100. 087-188-0008 if you want to get involved in the hit bit. Classichits.ie, of course, if you want to check out all the previous guesses. Now, if you were with us the other day, you may have heard that we wished the great John Hart a happy birthday. It was yesterday, the day before yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Day, whatever it was, right? And the reaction we got was subdued, I think it's fair to say.
I was putting it mildly.
Yeah.
He was positively upset by the idea.
So, PJ found a story which... We were thinking maybe it would actually be more to John's taste. And when it comes, you know, he absolutely categorically stated he is not a birthday person, doesn't float his boat at all, doesn't like it, doesn't want to get involved in it, his own or anybody else's. But we think we may have found an angle that could maybe bring him into it.
I think it might be, yes. Well, look, you tell me what you think of this, right? So a fella's birthday, right?
Yeah.
And he's with his partner, right?
Okay.
So his partner says to him, we're going to go out, we're going to do something nice today, so dress up. I want everyone, you know, dress up nice. I'm going to tell you it's a little bit of a surprise.
Okay.
So he gets all dressed up. And they get into a car, and 20 minutes later, they arrive at a house they kind of know, but all the windows were blacked out and everything. They go, this is a bit unusual. So they go into the house. The whole house is set up as a funeral parlour.
Right.
Like, what in the name of God is going on here? So he starts talking to his friends. What's going on here? They're all ignoring him. None of them would talk to him on his birthday. And then he realised it was a picture of him on a makeshift coffin at the end of the room. And that basically his partner had set him up and he'd done this thing where he was going to show him what his funeral would look like.
So he was attending
his own funeral
for his birthday.
For his birthday. So they were all sitting there. Everyone was dressed in black. And they did the prayers, they did the full funeral service, they got up, they did the eulogy. He sat there like he was a ghost. They were treating him like he was a ghost. He was haunting his own funeral.
Nobody would speak to him.
No one.
He was invisible.
Yeah, they wouldn't even look at him. He was like, hello, hello. And they all just had the funeral. It says up there, it says, please take a card and share a memory of Eli. So when they got in, they all had to get up, they all had to say, I met Eli when, and I'm so sad he's gone. He said when he walked in, it was all people pretending they were crying and all around the room and everything. He said it was unbelievable, this mad experience.
And this all was his birthday celebration.
Yeah, and then this fella wouldn't talk to him either. He was like, oh, he's gone. Oh, he's gone. I I can't believe, how am I going to live like this? He said it was the maddest situation ever. But he said it was morbid and it was weird and it was dark and I loved every second of it, he said. He actually had a really good time.
So you can see where we're going with this as potentially John's next birthday party.
Yeah, I think we should throw John a funeral next year.
Do you know something? Yeah. There's a part of me believes that's a great idea.
Because
people only ever say nice things about you after you're gone.
Exactly.
While you're still here, nobody ever has a good word for you.
No.
And then as soon as you pop your clogs, he was a great fella, wasn't he?
Great fella.
Great fella.
And everyone sits around.
Some life and soul.
Yeah. And everyone sits around. Do you remember the time? The man. We did the thing. And everyone reminisces well and happy. I think it's a brilliant idea.
It is.
And who hasn't?
The idea of attending your own wake is a fantastic idea.
Who hasn't fantasised about it? Who hasn't tried or sat there and imagined what will their funeral look like after they're gone?
Yeah, exactly.
I think we all have.
Yeah.
It's a very natural
There better
idea.
Be lots of crying. Loads of crying and wailing. And oh my God, I can't go on. He was amazing. There better be a load of that.
And don't be charging me other ones now. We family for too much. Don't be eating too much soup and sandwiches, right? You know?
Yeah. There better be, like, the streets better be lined with people throwing flowers out in front of it. It better be big. That's all I'm saying, right? It better be big.
You see, this is the way you start to think your funeral will probably reflect your life. And then because of my weird antisocial behaviour,
there'll be some stray dog wandering around behind it all.
Yeah. Just robbing the orange chocolate off the coffin that one person put there as a memoriam. Well, that's the only thing I knew that he liked. The contrary old whore never talked to anyone.
It'll only be a wrapper. Somebody will have ate the chocolate out of it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, yeah, this, I guess it's it. It makes you reflect, doesn't it?
I like it. I think it's a great idea.
Same here. I really do. I think it's a great idea.
Because when you're talking about a celebration, everybody goes on about how it's supposed to be a celebration of your life anyway.
Yeah.
So why not be there and see how much people actually genuinely think about you?
Although exactly.
That could be potentially dangerous, I know. But in theory, you know, that if they were genuine friends and family,
yeah,
you know, you'd get a nice feeling about yourself that, you know, you these people, you know, that you mean a lot to them.
The only thing I would say as a downside is, you know, you actually die, right? And then people go, are you going to Jim's funeral? I go, no, I was at the last one.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. That classic hit bit is worth 2,100 quid this morning. Supposed to only be 2,090, but look, the tenner is not even in the halfpenny place when it comes to Hitbit this morning, because we have Magic Mike's big announcement, and that's what we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, now, you're going to hold off. You're going to keep us in even more suspense, are you, for another while?
Yeah, well, also, I don't think it's fair to do it and then have people come up and have to have their guess with kind of the size of that information. So
you're right,
it might
confuse them. Yeah. Okay, good stuff. So Magic Mike's big announcement will come after we have the current crop of guesses. This is what it sounds like, of course. That is a bit of a hit, but a what hit?
Yeah, what hit? I will say it's going to be a bit of a wet blanket now if somebody wins this morning. Imagine how damn. What a build up. Well, not that it really matters anymore, but Cathy Byrne is going to play first. Hiya, Cathy.
Hi, lads. How are things?
All good. Happy Friday to you, Cathy.
Same to you.
Yeah.
Friday.
Know, yeah.
It's like so many other days, really.
And isn't it great? We have three sort of days to do nothing this week. How are you getting on anyway, Cathy? Okay?
I'm good.
Good stuff. Right, let's try and give you a few quid this morning. €2,100, Cathy. What do you want to say? What do you want to guess? Forget to talk.
I tell you, the excitement is getting to PJ. It really is.
I feel like I'm being built up for a fall here, but
not at all, Cathy. Go for it.
Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
What a song that is.
That is a bit of a Friday screamer, actually.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you know something?
Yeah.
Regardless of whether that's right or wrong,
You'll have to play that anyway.
I was just going to say, we should plead with the powers that be.
To get it put on.
To get a bit of Def Leppard on.
I think we should, actually.
That's a great shout, Cathy. Right, Magic Mike is literally here beside us. What's it going to be, Michael?
Do you know what, Cathy? I love that guess, but I hate that you're wrong. That's what happens. When love and hate collide.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
No.
Took you all a while.
Oh, wow.
Well, sorry about that, Cathy, but have a good Friday and a good weekend.
Okay, yeah. Cheers.
Cheers, Cathy. Bye-bye.
Wow.
I tell you, that came out of that. Well, that was a side swipe, that was.
Wasn't it, yeah?
That was a real, oh, yeah. So curveball.
Such a huge curveball, I'm not sure I get it. Madeline O'Shea, how are you getting on?
Hi, PJ, how are you doing?
Not at all, bad, thanks, Madeline. How are you getting on?
Grand.
I can't speak.
What language are you speaking,
not
PJ?
Not at all bad.
What
is that?
I don't know what's wrong with me, Madeline. I've kind of turned into Borat this morning or something.
You're too much Def Leppard. You're like an animal.
Hey, look at this. Even Madeline's on fire this morning.
Well, she's definitely won the pun war so far this morning. Madeline, if I can get a sentence out of my mouth without stuttering, what do you think this is?
I think it's Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Another top tune, in fairness. Right, Tears for Fears, Michael.
Oh, I fear there's going to be tears here. It is wrong, Madeline, I'm afraid. Sorry.
No, thanks, guys.
No worries. Listen, happy Friday to you, Madeline. Have a good one. Take care of yourself.
Same to you.
Cheers.
Bye. See you, Madeline.
Bye-bye. Right, which means... That was a long drum roll, wasn't it?
That drum roll was
I wasn't
so
anticipating
long,
that.
It actually knocks the anticipation
I know,
out of
yeah. I nearly dozed off during that. Right, no, this is it. This is the moment. It was literally on the news headlines yesterday that there would be a major Hitbit announcement this morning. This is going to take it up a gear. This is ahead of a long weekend. We will be playing for a Double Money Tuesday over €4,000. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Magic Mike.
Right, lads, I have been hassled and hassled and hassled for a clue. Now, it's gone on for weeks, right? Stopped in the streets at a job, right? Amazing stuff. There's been such a reaction to this. It is time to give a clue, but not a clue like you've heard before. And I'm not going to do the clue today, but I want you to take a listen to this little bell. Because next week, lads... Okay, it's not the most dramatic bell.
Yeah, but as bells go, that's a poor one.
Well, it's like the call to dinner. That's right. How exciting
okay.
It is, right?
Yeah.
When you're hungry.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you hear that bell end, we're going to... Sorry. When you hear that bell end, we're
grow
going...
Grow up, PJ. Grow
PJ,
up.
PJ, sort Come yourself on. Out.
Grow you, up. Stop acting like unbelievable.
When I'm you, the only person that hasn't said anything.
When you hear that bell end... We're going to extend next week. Do you know what that means, PJ? Do you know what that means?
What are you bloody well on about?
This is like the worst announcement ever.
Listen, when the bell ends, when you hear that bell next week,
right.
When that bell ends, we're going to extend the bit of the hit. It's actually going to be a bigger bit. Oh.
There'll be more to
There'll
go on.
There'll be more of the hit next week.
Wow.
All right. Okay.
All right. Okay.
This isn't so as disappointing the, as I thought it was going to be.
So after the bell end, we'll extend.
Exactly. Exactly.
Excellent.
So when you hear that...
Oh, sorry.
Play it again, Jim. Just my... When that ends, we'll extend. And you'll hear more of the hit bit.
Okay. So we don't know when it'll happen, but sometime next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Excellent. I like it.
I thought we were in for a big disappointment. And we were building you up just to see you fall down. It hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, you managed to somehow pull this one off.
Yeah, I think it's the whole bell end thing has just fallen into place perfectly, really, for Michael.
Very well done.
Well
Thank
done,
you.
Michael.
Yeah, I'm glad you weren't too disappointed.
No, we're impressed by that.
Quite a handsome bell you brought into the room as well, I say. Yeah.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. 8:09. Happy Friday to you folks. Friday 23rd of October, heading into the bank holiday weekend. Might not mean as much as it once did, but still, like we said earlier, you've got to take your wins where you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks a million for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We've had that big announcement, of course, just before 8 o'clock. We know that next week, when the bell ends, we will extend on the hit bit. The hit bit will be extended. You'll have more to go on to guess. That's assuming, of course... It isn't one with Niall Boylan this afternoon. Who knows?
Exactly, yeah. You still have time to get in there. You know what to do. You know the number well. 087-188-0008 if you don't know it.
Yeah, and of course, that number's going to come in very handy for you right now as well. Because we're going to give you the chance to win. Now, Magic Mike is back in studio with us. I assume, are we going on the Ugly Mug route?
We're going Ugly Mug and a brand new Classic Hits face mask.
Oh, yeah. Would you stop?
Yeah, I threw these up on social media. We've gone away from the white, right?
Right.
And we're gone
too
into...
Too hard to keep clean.
A little bit, yeah.
Right.
And we're gone into the purple. So the actual brand of Classic Hits, and it's white writing, and they're absolutely gorgeous. And it's all thanks to...
Jack and Jade. Yeah, Jack and Jade. So, thanks for that.
Yeah, Darren's there, and he's sorting us out with us.
So listen, here's what's going to happen, right? The great PJ Gallagher, of course, well-known thespian. Has tread the boards over many years, star of stage and screen, is going to lead us in a scene, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you've selected the scene, but you haven't quite decided how it's going to be done.
Well, this kind of goes back to what you were talking about yesterday with The Usual Suspects. You were telling a story about how The Usual Suspects was ruined for you.
Ruined,
essentially,
yeah.
Essentially, the ending. So it got us talking yesterday about endings and great endings of movies. And I've selected a movie, one of my favourite movies, actually.
Okay.
The final scene of that movie. Now, here's the thing, right? It's a final scene that doesn't have two characters necessarily, but there's a bit of a dialogue to it, right?
So we're going to share it.
So you're going to share that, right?
Right.
But we need to pick what genre of movie you're going to do it in.
Yes.
Okay?
Right, so we're not going to do the original. We're going to do it in a different style, are we?
Oh, no. If you did it in the original, I'm pretty sure everybody around the country
would get
it.
Well, I got it immediately when you read it out to me. So, yeah, I know.
All right, okay.
Got to throw in a spanner into the works here, yeah.
Right, so the idea then is to identify the movie from our terrible acting. Sorry, PJ. And then...
Oh, my.
And then you text in the answer and you're in with a chance of winning the face mask and the ugly mug and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Right, I like it.
Now, as I say, we're going to have to choose which genre you do, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to give you a selection, but not going to let you select, which sounds a bit harsh, but anyway.
Should we let the nation of Ireland?
The people.
Yeah, let the people be heard.
Okay, fine. Will I throw out what's the genres?
We'll accept other suggestions as well, will we?
Absolutely. But just, for example, horror, you know, it's coming up to Halloween. Maybe that's...
Do it in a horror style.
Yeah. In a horror style. Right. Maybe you can do it in, I don't know, very dramatic circumstances or drama. Maybe a comedy, maybe a romance. Maybe get very lovey-dovey about the whole thing.
Maybe Western or Italian or something like
Western, Italian, epic.
Italian?
Yeah.
Silent movie is the only one we leave out.
Yeah, we leave out silent movies. Yeah, I know what you mean, though. I know what you're saying.
Or musical, PJ. That's, you know, the way you love a good musical.
Oh, my God.
Do you not like a musical?
Oh, stop. I can't stand them. It's all so
PJ loves nothing better than somebody randomly breaking into song.
Yeah. I'm going down the shops. I'm going to get a coffee. Who doesn't love coffee?
Have you not watched The Greatest Showman?
No, I haven't watched it.
That's his next task now.
It is.
He loves that. I know.
Yeah, it's a goodie. It's
God
a goodie.
God almighty, no, thank you very
much. Okay, so listen, that's for the time being, 087-188-0008, what style, what genre of movie acting would you like to see us perform this scene in? When we've chosen that, we'll do the scene, and then you can guess what movie we're talking about. So we'll give you the duration of Men Without Hats, which is on the way. So 087-188-0008, what movie style would you like to hear PJ acting in? Any preferences yourself, PJ?
Just please stop texting musical. Thanks a million. There's so many that came in. As soon as you mentioned, I hated it.
There you go. Safety Dance from Men Without Hats here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you folks. Right, we're about to take on our movie scene. You'll be delighted to know, PJ, that there was a huge response on WhatsApp selecting a genre for you to act in.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, yeah.
Hey!
So I can see it's musical, isn't it? Yeah.
It is musical, okay. Now, are we both doing it musical or are we doing it separately?
No, you have to do your own one.
You have to do your own one.
Okay, so...
The second there to musical is horror. So considering it's coming up to Halloween, I think, Jim, you have to do it in horror. Right?
Okay, right. Well, then, I'm doing horror.
Horror.
What's horror stuff?
Okay. Well, that's your problem, isn't it? I got to sing. So you can, you can all you got to do is, like, pant and wail or whatever it is.
Pant and wail. I know. I might have to do a... Anyway, right, okay, right. Okay. So the idea is we have to identify, the people of Ireland have to identify this movie from this horrifically bad acting in the wrong style.
Exactly. Once again, can you calm down to your bad acting?
Right, okay. Right. So are we 087-188-0008, what movie are we acting here? Now, I'll go first in the horror style to get it out of the way, and I'll leave the stage clear.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'll leave the stage clear for you to do an amazing musical performance of the second part, which is also the longer bit. So
the longer bit, yes.
Right, so.
Can't wait for this movie.
Get busy living. Or get busy dying. That's a goddamn ride. For the second time in my life, I am guilty of committing a crime. Parole violation. Of course, I doubt they'll toss up any roadblocks for that. Not for an old crook like me.
This is an interview with Mikhail Gorbachev.
Excuse me, that was Dracula, right?
That was absolutely like...
That was Dracula.
The Boris Yeltsin or something.
It was Dracula. He was from... Where's Dracula from again?
Romania.
Yeah, it was that. Right.
Right.
Even the words and everything, it just sounded like a fella who was caught up to no good in the KGB.
Well, yeah. That's exactly where Dracula started, if you read the book. Right, okay, second part of that scene. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Come on, PJ.
I find it so excited, I can barely sit still or hold it all in my head. I think it's excitement and only a free man can feel at the start of a long journey. Whose conclusion is uncertain. I hope I can make it across the border. I hope to see my friend and shake his hand. I hope the Pacific is as blue as it has been in my dreams.
Hey, you sing? Told you.
Oh my God,
musical would be the winner.
Fantastic.
Oh, fantastic.
I have to admit, I was dreading that. And now I just want to do it again.
Well, you might just have
there
to.
There you go. Right, so there it is. 087-188-0008. What was the famous movie that was the ending scene from? Oh. Totally unrecognisable from that malarkey, but
I'm
still, nonetheless.
I'm so glad you got Gorbachev. I actually feel better now.
That's Robin S. and Show Me Love here at Classic Hits. Almost 8:27. Happy Friday to you. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday, 23rd of October. Just giving you the chance to win because, of course, we went to the movies. That's the horror one again. I will tell you something. I've decided that my clip was actually... It wasn't so much the horror. I think I did the Russian dubbed version.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So in other words, it was like if that movie had been shown in Russia, it would have been the dubbed version. You know, it would have been how it would have sounded.
Listen to this. I know you're comparing yourself to basically being a Russian Morgan Freeman, which is outrageous.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't going to say that. I can't find my movie music anymore. Doesn't matter. Anyway, look, the important thing is Magic Mike is in with a winner. But before we announce the winner, of course, we'll have to tell people what the movie was. Most people got it right, but far more entertaining were the ones who got it wrong.
Yeah, as always.
We had a Casablanca.
Yeah.
We had a Fast and Furious.
Yes. Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious,
like. I mean, we were bad, but we weren't that bad, were we?
Anyway, the actual movie, of course, the final scene of this.
Get busy living or get busy dying. That's goddamn right. For the second time in my life, I'm guilty of committing a crime.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's no Russian dub, you know?
Parole violation. Of course, I doubt they'll toss up any roadblocks for that. Not for an old crook like me.
Mikhail Gorbachev would have done it better.
I think he did.
This is PJ's.
I'm so excited I can barely sit still or hold a thought in my head.
There's no tune in that at all.
I think it's the excitement only a free man
hear
can
the music
feel.
In the background. It's as if he's not
a
even
free
trying.
Man at the start of a long journey whose conclusion is uncertain. I hope I can make it across the border.
Totally missed a beat there.
I hope to see my friend and shake his hand. I hope the Pacific is as blue as it has been in my dreams. I hope.
Now.
There it is. So it was, of course, Oklahoma. It was, of course, Shawshank Redemption. I tell you something, I think there's a lot to be said for Shawshank Redemption, the musical.
I'm telling you. seriously, it's a much more joyful experience.
Isn't it?
Anyway.
The whole thing, I think it's got legs. Buddy.
Yeah, I know. I think
the way you finished on that Pacific as blue as it has been in my dreams, I think that was a winner. That was a Greatest Showman moment.
Try, I've been known to locate things from time to time.
I've been known to locate things from time to time.
It's a winner, buddy. Yeah. It's a winner. Speaking of winners, who has won?
Okay, so it's Brian Hannigan in County Limerick. Well done, Brian.
Right, Brian, you get yourself an ugly mug and the very exclusive brand spanking new Classic Hits mask. Guaranteed Irish, Moondance from Van Morrison here at Classic Hits, almost 21 minutes to 9. Final call on the Breakfast Table Quiz, lots to be won. Top prize, runner-up prize, prize on our social media channels. If you want to get on and have a go, lots of opportunities to win. 087-188-0008 if you fancy it. In the meantime, it started already. We're, what, a couple of days into this new lockdown.
Yeah.
And I've spotted them already. Silly o'clock in the morning. They're out running the streets, PJ.
Running
the streets.
Fair play. I mean, getting out there and getting it done and all, it's quite an achievement, to be fair. But when you see some people, some people are just determined to make the rest of us feel bad. I know she hadn't got any of us in her mind when she did this or anything.
Right.
She did it purely for her own self-achievement and all. But a 28-year-old pregnant woman, 9 months pregnant, has ran a mile in less than 6 minutes. It's unreal.
Blooming heck.
Like what? Like...
That's like two people running it.
It's like two people running it, yeah.
It's like she was, yeah. Well, she was. I was going to say, it was like she was carrying somebody with her. She was.
She was carrying someone with her. It's incredible. McKenna Myler, I think her name is. And she runs. She's obviously a runner anyway.
Mm.
But she ran 1 mile last week in 5 minutes and 25 seconds and did it. Oh, I beg your pardon. Yeah, no, it is 9 months pregnant. I thought I said five. I thought I had it wrong. But it's not. It's 9 months pregnant.
Right.
Her husband caught the video and it's gone kind of all over TikTok and all of that. And of course, everyone's throwing their opinions at us going, well, that's just great. But not all of us can run that. I can't run that. And let's say the chances of me being pregnant, they were fairly slim.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be running a mile in that sort of time. A mile, what's an average for that? For a slow run? For an average run? About 9 minutes, is it?
I don't know. What's average like?
Well, you know, you're a casual runner, I imagine.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Hang a second, let's see. Can I get Michael in on this?
I'd say about 9 minutes, maybe, for a mile.
Right, okay. Mike, what would you guess, or what would you say the average Joe Bloggs can do a mile in?
I always go kilometres, so it's usually averages, sorry.
Sorry, forgot Mike was, new age.
Well, I see, yeah.
So if it's 5 minutes around for a kilometre, I'm guessing, PJ, you're right.
Yeah, it's all right.
So
yeah.
5 for a kilometre.
And she did a full mile 9 months pregnant.
Yeah, okay. Right, we'll take 9 then, will we?
You know what, I just think these stories are designed. It's like the story about the sweets and all last week. You know the way you're supposed to let your kid, remember?
Half a crisp and all that.
One square, two crisps. You're allowed two crisps in a week.
Right.
You're allowed one square chocolate, two soft jellies, they said. Remember all this nonsense?
Yeah.
And it was just purely these guidelines, they're completely unrealistic. Basically making parents feel bad.
So you're basically, yeah.
Making parents feel bad.
Forget about parents, making you and I feel bad. I mean, there she is, 9 months pregnant, running a mile in 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I was going to try and attempt to put a time on what I'd run a mile in. But the idea of even running a mile, it would just never happen.
Yeah. There's that element of it as well. And it'll never happen at the rate we're eating crisps and chocolate bars.
Well, that's exactly it, yeah.
Especially not this week. Oh, my God. Well, I still just think, you know what I mean? You're right.
I think it's very insensitive of her to be so good like that and make the rest of us feel so bad and lazy and useless.
Yeah. And then she's going to go back and say, oh, well, I did it by maintaining a healthy attitude and I ate nothing but the best of foods for my 9 months of being pregnant. And of course, I exercised every day of my 9 months of being pregnant. And of course, I did everything for myself and drove everywhere and never needed any help from my husband in my 9 months of pregnancy. Ah, feck off. Show off. That's all you are.
And just to think, that unborn child has now done a mile. Faster than you and I
will ever do a mile.
He hasn't even started to achieve anything in the world, and he's already outstripped you and I.
Well, you know, you made a point. I'd like to say to this woman, McKenna Myler, if you really want to show off, I've ran a mile slower than you. Now do it with 6 minutes with me sitting on your back. And if you can do that, I'll take my hat off to you. Until then, you're only showing off.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Trying to get the biggest score on the next longest award. It's
the
Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online. Learn and revise safely. And get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Yeah, it's the chance to look forward to a fantastic breakaway when the old restrictions lift, because the prize this week, or should I say prizes this week, all courtesy of Kinsale Hotel and Spa. We've got a first prize, the big prize, a two-night luxury stay in the recently refurbished Superior Lodges at Kinsale Hotel and Spa, and that is for a family of up to 6 guests. so the whole gang could get away. If you're not lucky enough to win the big one, we've got a runners-up prize this week, which is great. It's a Keep It Cork overnight dinner bed and breakfast package for two guests. And if you fail on both of those fronts, there's always the opportunity to go onto our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and there's a fantastic prize from Kinsale Hotel and Spa up there for you to win as well. So the idea is, if you want to check it out, that website will give you all the information on all of the promotions they have on the go at the moment, not just the ones that we're giving away. They've got autumnal bestie breaks.
Bestie breaks, we
could go on them.
You'd love that.
We could go on them.
Definitely.
Besties.
Book us in, man. We're off.
Family breaks, couples spa breaks. Here's one for you. Coastal afternoon tea.
Coastal afternoon tea. I love to
Right up your street.
Unfortunately, I'd be liking that one on my own now. That's the problem
Fine.
There.
See that? See the way the bestie break went straight out the window when the coastal afternoon tea was mentioned.
Well, you can get your own one on a different table and wave to each other. Be nice.
Perfect. Anyway, your chance to Kinsale away with a Corkation at KinsaleHotelAndSpa.ie. Right, who's going to play, PJ?
Right, it's going to be Jude Purcell that's going to play this morning. And 13 is the score you need, Jude, so it's a little bit of a mountain to climb. How are you feeling?
Not so bad. No, not so bad. Let yourselves.
All good. All good. Happy Friday to you, Jude. Have you anything? I assume there's no major plans for this bank holiday weekend?
No, everything's shut down here too.
Yeah.
All good.
Isn't it great, Jude, isn't it?
Yeah. There's only so many times you can say to somebody, sure, put your feet up and relax.
Yeah.
For your cabin fever.
Yeah. Will you get out for a walk or anything at all?
Yeah, I'll have a jog now after this.
Oh, well then.
Yeah, running. All right, Jim. Yeah.
Fantastic. Jesus,
there you go. Another person just trying to make us feel bad, Jim.
They're all at us today, PJ. Right, okay, listen, Jude. As PJ said, 13 will get you the top score. We already have a 12. So what would happen if we get another 12? How do we work out the runners-up?
Well, that's a first and second are on 12. So basically, if you get 12, you need to win. You need to get 13. Because if you don't pass the person before you, you don't get anything.
Okay, so it's all or nothing for you, Jude. That's what we're aiming for. In 60 seconds, we need 13 correct answers. You ready to go?
Ready to go.
Best of luck.
What do you call the striped pattern that appears on most products and is scanned in the shop?
Not good.
What insect spreads malaria?
What, mosquito?
Yeah, what D is a word used to describe the basement of a castle where prisoners were kept?
Dungeon.
Dry roasted and cashew are types of what?
Peanuts.
What Australian city has a famous harbour shaped like an opera house?
Sydney.
Yeah, which girl group took Wannabe to number one in 1996?
Boys Girl.
Which cartoon character has an anchor tattooed on his arm?
Boy.
How many degrees are in a right angle?
50.
Where on your body would you wear flippers?
Feet.
Which bird can be bald, golden or harpy?
Eagle.
What is a female fox called?
Pass.
Vixen, what is a POW term for?
Prisoner of War.
What does Harley Davidson make?
Motorbike.
What is the capital of Argentina?
Buenos Aires.
In the Flintstones, who was married to Fred?
Wilma.
What country in Ireland is bordered by the most... What county is bordered by the most counties? You can take your time on this one. What county in Ireland is bordered by most other counties? Hello?
Yeah, Meath.
Oh, it's Tipperary. It's Tipperary. Oh,
I thought he was going for the Atlas at that stage.
I thought he was running off, yeah. I had a feeling there was a phone Google going
Google.
On.
Right, okay. God. I tell you, that was some fantastic scoring.
Brilliant.
Now, there's one question I'm going to have to ask Magic Mike about, but to be honest with you, we may not need it. The scoring was that good, but it could all come down to it, which would be great, because then it'll be all on
pressure.
Mike.
Pressure, yeah, very good.
But here we go. Definite correct answers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We don't need it!
Wow, Jude.
Wow.
Jude, that was outrageously good.
No, thank you very much.
And that's without, because I couldn't hear the answer to the right angle one. I don't know if he got that right or not.
Oh, he said 90, yeah.
Did he definitely say, well, then he got 14.
90, yeah.
Well, then he got 14.
So he got 14, yeah. For God's sake.
So it was... So well done, Jude. Listen, that big one is yours. The family break. You and five others can head off for that two-night luxury stay in the recently refurbished Superior Lodges at the Kinsale Hotel and Spa. Enjoy.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. That's thanks a million.
Not at all. Happy Friday, Jude.
Thanks very much.
Take care.